could you just make offensively of how the past couple of games have gone for you guys?
I mean, yesterday was good. Today, not as good. The game in Atlanta, you know, he did well, but he's done well against us before as well. So this isn't, you know, their first time doing well. You're facing good pitching, you know. Brewers are best bullpen in the NL, and basically it was a bullpen game today. So you got the best bullpen in the NL for a matchup game, and it just, you know, it's tough. You want to get into the playoffs, it's a tough thing to do, and you have to overcome the best. And so you know, they've done a really good job of executing and having some clutch hits when they need them, and you know, they're a good team. There's a reason that they won the NL Central. So definitely got to give them credit as well.
What are you seeing in your own at bats right now?
I mean, I'm honestly pretty happy with them. First ball could be hit anywhere else, and, you know, be a base hit about 25 other spots. Last one, same thing, could be hit 25 other spots, and it's base hit. You know, it's 105 off the bat. So, you know, I'm okay with it. You know, I even liked my swings on the strikeout, to be quite honest. Just what we did in the cage, it didn't translate to that guy. And, you know, you take your shots, and sometimes it doesn't work. But I like where I'm at right now. I think I'm in a much better spot than I was. But I was trending that way when we were at home, too. Had some big hits there. And so, you know, I'm okay with where I'm at. But that's just baseball sometimes. Sometimes you're going to hit it right at people. And, you know, sometimes we talked about it with the Braves when we lost that game. You know, sometimes you're going to get a 28 hopper to be able to get through. And unfortunately, that's just baseball, and that's why you play 162 games, and you hate for it to happen right now, you know, when you really feel like, okay, you're at the end of the season, you don't really have any more time. But unfortunately, baseball doesn't care. You know, it just happens sometimes, and it could happen in the middle of June, and it could happen right at the end of September. But you know, I thought we did a good job yesterday of fighting and putting up runs. So you know, sometimes days like these are gonna happen. It's unfortunate that it's happening right now, but all you can do is you just pick it up, you go shoot your shots the next day, and you hope that it turns around. But you know, you put in your preparation, and then you send it.
As a team, what can y'all just draw upon going into tomorrow? Obviously, a critical game.
Mm-hmm.
Just what do you kind of draw upon to?
Just continue to do your preparation and have a plan when you go up there, and then go and send it. I mean, that's what these guys have done the whole day or the whole season. And, you know, honestly, we've had to play incredible baseball to even just be in this position with the way we started. So I don't think the guys should do anything different, because nothing different is going to change. You know, it's going to change anything. That's an unknown outcome. But what we've done up to this point, everybody preparing that way and going and sending it, that's produced really, really good baseball over the last 4 months. So I think they should continue to do what they're doing and what's gotten them there.
Does it feel different coming to the ballpark when you've essentially got three games now and that's your whole season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you try and just focus on just today, but you know, there's an end, you know. And so yeah, you don't have the luxury of time that you have in June or July. But you know, I think there's enough mature guys in here that come to the park and just, you know, try and win today. Just focus on what today. There's enough worries and problems for today and game plans and situations and everything that you have to worry about for today, that you just kind of leave tomorrow for tomorrow. Otherwise, you kind of go crazy. So, it's different coming, you know, with only three games left, but you still get back to the center of it. And it's like, I got to focus on this pitch and this at bat, and you know, it's being present and being right here in it.
How would you just describe the general mood of the clubhouse heading into these next three games?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously guys would love to have won some games and, you know, be heading into it and feeling a lot better, but I got, you know, guys aren't going to be happy to lose, right? So it's going to be somber after You got to be human. You got to have some grieving period, and then you put it away and you come to the ballpark. And today, guys came in high energy, feeling good, and that's all you can do. That's all you can control is just coming in, forgetting about yesterday. You learn from it, but you've put it to the past, and then you go and send it for today. And you know, I was happy with where the energy was today, and I anticipate it'll be the same tomorrow. Guys will, you know, have their grieving period after this. Nobody likes to lose at anything they do. But then the thing about baseball is you have to have short-term memory and flush it and move on to the next day.
Along the lines of being human, mm-hmm. given the stakes right now, mm-hmm. do you feel nervous that it's not just another game, it's much bigger than that?
I mean, you can do that, and then you probably won't perform very well. The mental side of things, from what we've heard from people who have succeeded at not just baseball but football and basketball and everything, is almost to getting to the point of not caring what the result is, because that affects the ultimate result. And if you can play more free and easy, and you can just focus on your process and just treat it as another game, you're probably going to get the most out of yourself. And, you know, I've even tried to focus on that down the stretch here in September, and it's really helped me. And, you know, a lot of these guys, that's how they approach big situations. Because if you make it bigger than it already is, then it's going to overwhelm you. So, you know, I think a lot of these guys have gotten to the spot by doing what they're doing and continue to do that. But, yeah, definitely. If the situation gets to you, then you can think of it that way, and it'll probably eat you up. But the best way that I've found to go into these situations is continue to prepare the way you have. Do everything you can do beforehand. Have a plan going up there, and then go and send it. And sometimes it's going to work and sometimes not. But unfortunately, that's baseball.